This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. New Jersey's latest restrictions on restaurants go into effect tonight. Restaurants can serve indoors till 10 p.m. Then they can only offer outdoor seating. In addition, barside seating is no longer allowed. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports on how these changes will impact some businesses.
The new restrictions imposed by Governor Murphy come at a time where bars and restaurants are still struggling. They were limited to takeout only early in the pandemic and got limited indoor dining in September. Kathleen Rana, the chef owner of Jersey Girl Cafe in Hamilton, Mercer County, normally seats 50 patrons, but under the 25% limit, she could only serve 12.
We basically have three tables, a table for two, a table for four, and a table for six, and that is it. And for our empty tables, we've decorated it so it looks pretty.
She has outdoor dining for now. She's weighing her options on whether to continue with that as the weather gets colder. But Rana says the governor's new restrictions don't necessarily affect her business.
We were never open very, very late as a restaurant. We're a cafe. Most of our business is at lunchtime and some dinner time service, breakfast mostly on the weekends.
By contrast, Clee's Bar and Grill in Seaside Heights took it on the chin. They were limited to takeout service, though they added delivery for the first time. The Shoretown institution was able to take advantage of outdoor dining when that was permitted in June. When indoor dining finally happened, their 240-person capacity was capped to 60. Glenn McCarthy, the establishment's general manager, says with the elimination of barside seating, their capacity is even further limited. He says they'll now have to squeeze their 25% capacity into the remaining area that they have, and adds this will only make it harder to survive.
We just lost sections that we have. We have a fairly large bar area that people were sitting at the bar to eat, again, spaced 6 feet apart, and now that's been taken away.
McCarthy hopes things level off and that Governor Murphy will focus his attention on those who violate his executive orders governing crowd sizes and other COVID-19 precautions like face masks and social distancing. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.